The S film is very much panicked and worried about the current situation, that there is no clear move, even when we sometimes reached agreements with the NCP. They just, at any time, run away and cling to the positions which are anti fair and free referendum. We worried because we have seen things alive on ground that the NCP has been practicing since then. And this has started since we were trying to get away of passing the Referendum Act. This has not materialized until it took us a long time. And now, today, we left with about 115 days for a referendum to be commenced. And South referendum cannot be done partially unless it commences with that of ABA. And sorry to say that the ABA Commission has not been formed to the very moment. But even some few days back, we had a hot debate with the NCP when they tried actually to bring the whole commission under the Northerners, even when it is very clear that this is a Southern Sudan referendum or plebiscite.
But the referendum commission chairman that I spoke with said that things are moving on smoothly, and he believes that expressions of worry might be displaced, although they are hard-pressed for time right now. What do you say to that?
2 days ago, there was a decision and a clear agreement made that registration will start and take like a month, which commences approximately in October, and that's good news partially. But you can never depend on the statements that people utter and the phrases that they create. This has to be seen on ground. And as far as my knowledge is concerned, to the very moment, the commission has not received yet its budget, technically, to start the work.
Have you registered your protest to the commission, and have you raised those concerns with the NCP since you are partners in ensuring that the referendum goes ahead as originally scheduled?
We never spared a minute and left the bank. We have been always very serious about these things, and it is our position warning the NCP to do the necessary things and facilitate the referendum so that it commences in time, the 9th, as is stipulated in the agreement. Not only that, but to make sure that it's a peaceful, fair, transparent kind of referendum.
With your concerns, what did the commission say? Because now you have both the chairman and the secretary general of the commission said, what are your expectations?
Well, we do expect that that would be some various, as NCP is renowned of doing such. And that adds a lot to our panic, because in so many cases, NCP would make an off and swear to do certain things, but verily and simultaneously would be doing other strange activities. This has been repeated so many times, it's even very clear to the international community, and so there is no guarantee of that. This time they will do it, and especially that 6 months ago they stated it very clearly that they want to stiffen and harden the process of referendum, or rather plebiscite.
So are you basically saying that despite their promises, claiming that they are committed to ensuring that the referendum goes ahead as scheduled, they are basically undermining the whole process?
That is very true. How can you explain sending troops and arming, you know, some tribes? And not only that, sending a lot of miseria to places like Abyei. And to your information, sir, that there are about 7,000 families of miseria at the moment talking to you in a Bay Area. So if you propose that in one family you would have 6 or 10 people, you calculate to that. When the agreement is saying very clearly that, that the area belongs to a Dinka Mok 9 chieftain, it's really very strange. The NCP is not that committed. I do doubt that the NCP is that committed, actually. They are saying a lot of things, and you do not know exactly where they're heading to. However, reading from the ground, from the relative, that the CPA implementation has been very totistic, that has been very slow, then you can sum up and Benedict that it would be very hard to convince them unless the international community exerts pressure upon the NCP.
Have you registered your protest to Scott Grassian to smoothen the process ahead of the referendum?
Yes, Grassian is well aware, whether we informed him or not, but he is aware of everything that happened. Now it is him to tell America the truth or not. And there is a little doubt that Grassian is not informed about this. Meaning, I am very sure 100% that he is very clear with the SPLM position over these issues.
What would be your message to Southern Sudanese now that you are expressing concern about whether the next year's vote, which is the referendum, will go on or not?
Well, this is our worry, because by the time people were supposed to be registered, this has not happened. By the time the Abyei Commission could have been formed, this has not happened. By the times the bylaws constraining the commission of Southern Plebiscite or referendum itself are not yet worked on, because they have not started working on the basic things. I'm afraid tomorrow they might disagree or get on disputes within the commission themselves. And this happened some few weeks ago. So this is a paralyzed kind of commission. This at least adds to our worries. And especially that NCP is using some elements, especially the chairman of the commission. So we would like the international community to be aware of this. And you know, we are sure that the NCP is working towards scenarios. And this is very clear now that it has started registering, you know, some of the northerners as southerners within the northern states and some Arab world Islamic countries. This is, again, a clear plan of starting to rig. And another thing that worries a lot is that, you know, during elections, southerners were assumed to be like 270,000 in northern areas. Now, NCP, the very NCP who claimed this, and if you could recall, the SPLM was very clear, and we stated our objection to that. But it is the very NCP now who's saying that there are about 5 million in Khartoum and in some northern areas. And in fact, we do know very clearly and plainly that this is another plan to rig the result of a referendum. And it is very clear. So this is one scenario, that it is rigged and then promulgated later that, you know, the southerners voted for unity, which is actually illogical to what we can see on ground at the moment. The other scenario is that they are working towards, you know, hindering and creating barriers and blocks to the peaceful practice of referendum. That's why they are sending some troops and arming some of the southerners as well to make about these abilities, you know, within the south, so that they say, well, the referendum cannot be peaceful because there is no security in the south. This is a part of scenario. But then the third scenario that one would want to add as well to the first two scenarios that I stated is that they are planning also to push the Southerners to UDI. That is for Southerners to decide in the parliament, you know, their fate, being an elected parliament at the moment, you know, in the South. This can be one option, especially that it reads in the agreement that referendum is a way, and then inter alia, among others, which is actually also another thing, and they might be aware of this, trying to push the Southerners to that end, so that if at all Southerners do that, they would just very easy say, well, they were not convinced, we want the Southerners to vote, while it is them who are hindering the transparent and fair free voting for referendum.
Yeah, and they will say that you are being cynical because they have supported the whole process and they have stated that they are committed to respecting the wishes of Southerners if they decide to succeed. Are you doubting this?
I'm doubting this, my brother, and if he's on ground. I have spoken about a lot of evidence and vindications, you know, that are seen by anyone. The world is no longer, can never still remain in mess and mischief. This is very clear that the NCP is trying to think about a lot of cares and mess in Sudan, which is actually a very dangerous signal.